The views are always better from the back. Action! The show giving you my perspectives on movies. I got my snacks, and I'm ready to share my views. I'm your host, Mundo. Roll it! Guess who's back in the house? It's the Messiah of movies. Some folks just call me the Movie Man, but you can also call me Mundo. It's great to be back to deliver another episode of Views from the Back Row, providing you with my perspectives on all things movies. And of course, you can only find me here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces, okay? Alrighty then. Well, in this episode, today is Actors Appreciation Day. And the actor we are highlighting has that beautiful brown skin that India Irie sings about. That good melanin that makes you want to curse a person out under their YouTube page for using skin bleaching cream. Yes, that's right. Shame. This woman is the epitome of black girl magic. I'm talking about the all-so-beautiful, talented, and creative actress, Issa Rae. I'm showing Issa Rae some love and also going over her new movie that just came out on Netflix called The Lovebirds. Now, for those wondering how Issa Rae got her start, you might want to check out her YouTube web series, The Awkward Black Girl, that came out in 2011. The series went viral. She had over 1 million viewers. Issa created Awkward Black Girl because she felt the Hollywood stereotypes of African-American women were limiting, and she could not relate to them. By using YouTube as her forum, she got her message across and gained a great following. She had stars like Gabrielle Union and Pharrell. They were also fans. And of course, the doors just flew open for her. Issa's come up led to Insecure, you know, the show on HBO, which is a cultural reflection series that changed the game for black television. And let me tell you, I just now started watching Insecure. Where the hell have I been? I've always heard people talk about Insecure and seen posts about the show on Facebook, but I just never took the bait. But baby, when I tell you this show is fire, it's so good. I'm about to start season 3, and I have been binge watching heavy. Now, I'm more of a movie man, so I'm guessing that's why it took me so long to jump on board, but I'm so glad I did start watching when I did. I have something to get me through these hard times. Because of her outstanding acting, Issa was nominated with 2 Golden Globes for Best Actress in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy in 2017 and 18. Also, by watching Insecure, I find myself always bumping to the music. Now, here on the CWF Network, Issa Rae is very popular. So, after this episode is over, I want you to go check out Aux, hosted by fellow CWF Network podcaster, Deluxe Dave. Go check him out. I even talked about Issa's first movie earlier this year, The Photograph. So make sure you take a listen to past episodes as well and see what I have to say about The Photograph. Now, the come up is real because every time I see Issa Rae, my mouth drops. Drake's video, my mouth was on the floor. But like I said earlier, we are also going to jump into Issa's new movie, The Lovebirds, co-starring Kumail Nanjiani. I think I'm saying his name right. Yes, this comedy movie just dropped May 22nd. Now, it was supposed to be released in theaters, but with Rona taking over, Netflix picked it up and released it. Now, a quick synopsis. These 2 lovebirds were on the run from the law after a triple hit and run. This couple is never on the same page, but they were going to have to get it together and look for clues to exonerate themselves. They were going to have to step into the dragon's den and try to act normal. But these 2 were sweating bullets. Now, Lovebirds was a cute movie. The jokes were all there, but they do fizzle out towards the end. Issa and her co-star Kumar, I think that's his name, have great chemistry. It was like playing ping pong. They were going back and forth. Great improv. Great play on words, too. They, of course, were the stars. But it just seems like the side characters, they added nothing to the film. Even some of the scenes, I think, were useless. You know, also, maybe too much whispering for my liking, but I'm not mad. I'm low-key happy they left this picture off of the big screen, because I'm sure I would have walked out of that theater an unhappy camper. Now, with that being said, I do believe an Oscar is within Issa Rae's grasp, or any major award for that matter. It's just time for her to start picking better scripts. The Lovebirds movie has been done before, so nothing amazing, but I'm expecting y'all to race to your TVs and sign into Netflix to show these two Lovebirds some love. Now, I'm giving the Lovebirds 3 Mundo heads, and there's nothing you can do about it. Listen, I might be a bit biased because I'm rooting for everybody black, but I do believe Issa Rae is going to surprise us. You watch and see. Plus, this is only the beginning of her career. Actor, producer, author, writer. I do believe with time, she has the potential to reach an Oprah status. Yeah, that's right. I said Oprah. I guess why I say this is because she is so relatable and real. Her interviews are authentic for sure. And did I mention she is a beautiful black woman? Oh yeah, I did say that. She is a beautiful, very, very, very beautiful. Well, I just had to show Issa Rae some love in this episode of Views from the Back Row because she deserves it. Plus, I had to jump on this moving train now before the world starts breathing her name. Also, did y'all check out a black lady sketch show? Hilarious. Y'all need to check that out right now. Well, I want to know from you, does Issa Rae have what it takes to be the next big name in Hollywood? Also, how did you feel about her acting in the new movie she just came out with, The Lovebirds? Now, you can hit me on the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350. Also, I want you to go and follow me on Facebook at Mundo's Movie Review, and make sure you go follow the CWF Network on the gram at CWFP_. Well, that's it. Make sure you come on back next week for another episode of Views from the Back Row, only on the CWF Network. And always remember, Mundo knows best, you silly wabbit. Okay, fuck it. I'm just gonna pop the question right now. And I hope Issa tunes into, you know, this episode later down the line. Issa Rae, will you marry me and have my beautiful brown babies? Pretty please?
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.